Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570, The Light. It's Monday, everyone, 8/29/2011, 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. San Diego. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. And as always, we are all in live chat on the buildgrowandenjoy.com site, so definitely call in. Join us in chat. I hope everyone had a great weekend. You know, I have a great show for you all today on Entrepreneur Talk, Working Diva, very successful Working Diva, 6 years in the business and counting, why she did it, how she did it, and managed to stay in business. But before I get to that success story, I'd like to first send my prayers out to all those affected by the recent northeast storms with Hurricane Irene. It is just amazing how natural disasters are becoming common throughout our nation in some of the most unexpected areas. I mean, first the earthquake and now this hurricane. So people, please, definitely you got to, another thing on our plates to prepare ourselves. You know, it's unfortunate, but these things cause additional financial strain throughout our communities and in our lives. So, you know, just take that step in preparing yourself. So it not only will affect your lifestyle, but, I mean, it just affects you emotionally too. So I would definitely just tell all you guys, you know, it's Monday, so get on over to Working Divas. Wanted to write about that on some tips. I have some great tips for people to prepare themselves financially if something like that unfortunately hit. It can be very, very lengthy, a lengthy process, very expensive to rebuild. So workingdivas.com, just get on over there, Money Mondays. Go check out the article and be advised with the tips on financial, natural disaster financial management. So definitely get on over there, everyone, if you can, especially ladies. You know, usually we are, you know, running the household if we're married or, you know, a lot of us are single mothers. So we definitely got to ensure that our families are taken care of. So that's workingdivas.com. Now back to my very, very special guest today, entrepreneur, working diva, Miami's very own, Isabel Salazar, owner of Isabel Boutique, on today to share her story and definitely ideas for you aspiring entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs that's currently in business that's looking for some shared best practices. But welcome, Isabel. It's a pleasure to have you.
Good afternoon, Kalithia. Thank you so much for having me. And hello, everyone, from rainy Miami today, actually. It's not sunny today, but good to be here.
Oh, okay. But it's still nice and hot, I bet.
It's still really nice, actually. I shouldn't complain. At least we didn't get Irene this way, so we're very lucky.
Right. It's just crazy what's going on. So, Isabel, go ahead and let everyone know who you are. And what and who is Isabel Boutique before we get into, you know, your story sharing with everyone?
Well, I like the diva part. I like the way the way you make it sound. Thanks for the diva part, by the way. Well, I started my business almost 7 years ago, actually, after working for major designers out there, such as Ralph Lauren and Christian Dior, Luca. And even before that, I used to work as account executive for a pharmaceutical company. And there was one point in my life where I was working for the boss from hell, as you can see. And I think a lot of people out there are probably going through the same thing that I went through years ago when you were working for someone who, you know, never give you a pat in the back and was never satisfied with your well, how you were running their business. So I decided to go on my own and take charge of my life and do something for myself. And I started Isabel's Boutique with a very small location. It was a very tiny place, tiny location. And then 3 years ago, I moved to my larger location now where I am right now. And and I think it was probably the best decision that I made. Most people think that when you start a business, you need to start big. And I think it's the opposite. I think you need to crawl, then you walk, and eventually you will run. But if you start running right away, most likely you're going to fail within the first year. If you go to a restaurant, you notice how most little restaurants start really small, and then you have 5-7 tables, and then eventually they take over the entire block because they were so successful. You don't really see a lot of restaurants starting big.
Right.
And some of them, some of them, that's how they succeed. So basically at my boutique, I do what we call makeovers. So someone will come to me and I will ask them 10, 12 questions. And based on those answers, on the answers they give me, I will pick up outfits for you. I will give you a complete makeover. I will choose outfits for the whole week or the whole month. You will also get a facial. You'll get your makeup done. So you will come in here as a plain Jane, per se, and then you will leave as a fabulous Jane.
Wow. Now that I didn't know, Isabel. Now that's unique. That's unique. Kind of like what they have on those, kind of like that show when they find people to make over and make them into fabulous women. You know, they come in, like you said, to plain Jane's, just like that show. I forgot what channel that was on. I don't watch much TV, but I've seen it before.
I think it was a makeover show that was years ago. And they still have another show right now. It's called One Not to Wear.
Yes.
Have you seen that show?
Yeah,
I love that show.
That is it. So now you created something. You know butts are in, and I don't know if you've been looking at my Facebook page, Isabel, but I got back into my workout plan and got my trainer. So, you know, I've always been in the flat girl booty crew. So I've been doing a lot of squats and, you know, a lot of these women now, you know, we want our butts, you know, so we can fit into these jeans. You have a great product that you kind of designed called the bottom lifter jeans for those that can't get in the gym and work out. Tell us more about that.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, not many of us are blessed with the Jennifer Lopez booty. So I'm Latina, and unfortunately I don't have one. I don't know. I think God skipped me when he was giving everyone a booty. He just passed me.
Same here.
So I decided to come up with my own line of jeans, and we manufacture them in South America, in Colombia, and they have been very successful. So basically what they do, they make your bottom rounder. It lifts the bottom, it creates a bottom, and at the same time, it slims your legs. So you have an incredible body where you can pretty much stop traffic.
Right.
And it has no padding, so you don't have to worry about someone, you know, your significant other touching you and feeling a pad. It's nothing like that at all. It's actually your bottom. What we're doing, we're just lifting it. And it really creates a nice figure. So
right.
I sell them through the store, through the website, and what I'm working on right now is distribute them to other boutiques and major retailers. So now that I found my niche, that's what I'm going to be doing for the future.
Wow, that is just amazing. And it's definitely a target market, I'll tell you that.
It is.
Successful for you because everyone's looking for that. What about the instant lipo body shapers? You know, a lot of people can't afford lipo or plastic surgery, you know, or like I said, can't get in the gym. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, same thing with the body shapers, kind of a same concept. You know, a lot of people out there, they want to have a small waist, they want to have a flat tummy, they want to get rid of the fat underneath the, you know, the armpits, and they can't. They don't want to go to the gym because, you know, they don't have the time. They don't want to have plastic surgery because it's expensive and it could be dangerous at times. So this is a great solution. It's a fast solution. Body Shapers, again, manufactured in Colombia by a plastic surgeon. We use what is called a surgical fabric called PowerNet. And so what it does, the moment you put it on, you lose 8 inches, which is
Wow. Almost
you go two sizes down. So you have immediately you have a smaller waist, you have a flat tummy, and then with time, you lose weight. You lose 2 pounds per week and 10 pounds per month. But obviously,
Wow. You
will need to change, you know, some of your diet has to change, obviously, and you need to walk at least 10 minutes per day, which is, you know, which is not much to ask for.
Yeah.
So that's another product. And your clothes, when you put them on, I mean, your body just changes immediately. So
Right. That's
another one of my inventions.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I look at some of your pictures, and you have absolutely beautiful dresses also. Now, do you tailor-make these dresses for your clients? I mean, just absolutely beautiful. I can't wait to get to Miami to get to your shop. You were going to do a makeover on you.
I will be waiting for you, darling, absolutely. Most of the dresses I get from L.A., but I have my own line of cocktail dresses.
Right.
Very, very few. I also have a line of sundresses.
Right.
I have a little bit of everything in my boutique. you can find almost anything you want here. I'm selling wedding gowns. So I have a little section where I have wedding gowns. So you can pretty much find
very beautiful
anything.
Too. I was just like, oh my gosh! I think if I ever get married, I would have her make. It is just
there
so sexy and just so classy. It's just, you know, that confidence. You can just see it through your products. I just love them.
Thank you. And most of my wedding gowns are from Vera Wan, and you know that Vera Wan is even more famous now that she just designed the wedding dresses for Kim Kardashian. So she's huge right now. I mean, she was always huge, but now I think everybody's just going to want to have one of her gowns for their wedding.
Right. Well, definitely. So what we're going to do, Isabella, is we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll talk about some of the obstacles you may have to overcome in building your successful business. Talk a little more about the boutique and just, you know, here are some best practices that you can share to these other working divas or aspiring working divas. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back, everyone. Welcome back. Isabel Salazar, Isabel Boutique, Miami, working, successful diva on the air today. 347-215-8709, BillGrownEnjoy.com for live chat. Now, Isabel, just like, you know, I mean, you've been through it. You've been doing this for 6 years. Let everyone know some of the obstacles that you have to overcome to get to this point in your business.
I think with any business, we all encounter a lot of obstacles, especially when you're a woman, you know. But actually, believe it or not, there are more females out there opening starting their business than males.
You're right.
Yeah. So more power to us.
Yeah, you're right.
I think my major fear when I started my business was a fear of or an obstacle was a fear of loss, fear of losing, all the hard work that I put into the business and losing money.
Right.
So that was a major, I think I would say, major obstacle that I had. You know, I think I was in all the fact that you know, that you know, it was something completely new for me. And so fear of not getting enough clients, or fear of not you know, making it on a daily basis. With any business, you know, you can have a successful day one day, and then the next you wouldn't. But that's just part of the business. And I think you just, you know, eventually you learn from you know, whatever mistakes and whatever you're going through, and you just keep on going. I actually have a phrase that that has allowed me to overcome, you know, whatever obstacle that comes, you know, my way and my path, and that is KTR, which is unbelievable. And what it means is keep trying regardless. And it really
Wait,
is a
again,
lot. KTR. KTR. Keep trying regardless.
Oh, I love it.
So it's kind of a life changing phrase. So if you're faced with any business obstacle, you know, KTR forces you to kind of examine alternative solutions to whatever problem that you might have, and you just focus on the solutions. So, so when you have, so basically KTR, or keep trying regardless, it kind of goes hand in hand with persistent is key. So you just keep on trying regardless of your obstacles and problems that that you might have. So that's kind of my motto right now. You know, I keep on trying regardless of whatever obstacle I'm going through right now.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. Me and you have the similar, you know, quotes, or, you know, our thing that we go by. Mine is don't quit. You know, you got to just keep pushing.
I like
just
that,
like
one.
You say. Yeah, just don't quit. So if there's any, three best practices that you can share for all these aspiring women, like you say, so many are opening their businesses now. And it's funny because you say that, because, and the reason why is because of, one, the economy, and two, it allows more of a work-life balance to spend time with your children, you know, or your family overall, you know. So what are three best practices that or tips that you can share to the listening aspiring women or men entrepreneurs out there in reaching the success level that you have?
I think my number one would have to be you need to network. Network with everyone you know and everyone that you don't know. Just, you know, remember that each person has about, I would say, 250 people connections that we have.
Right.
And when you network with these people, I think you just must, you know, you have to listen. When you're networking, I think is the number one tip. You know, listen to the people that you encounter. Ask them questions. You know, there's a lot of people out there that have a lot more knowledge on whatever business that, you know, that you have. So just ask questions and listen to them. Another one that I, to me, is very important is that you need to surround yourself with people that are positive, people that have the same, you know, creative mindset as you do, you know, people that are, you know, creative thinkers. And, you know, pretty much build a network of people who believe in you and your business and your idea. Stay away from those that said, oh, no, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. Yeah, it makes no sense. What do they know?
Right.
You know,
right.
They don't have,
right,
they don't, you know,
exactly.
They don't share the passion.
Right. And you always got to look at where they're at and be the ones that, okay, what are you doing?
Exactly. What are you doing? You know, I don't even encounter people sometimes where they are doing something for 20, 30 years and they hate what they're doing. And they probably want to do something forever that they enjoy, and they were just so afraid to take that,
right,
you know, leap of faith or to change and to do that. And to me, it's so sad. You know, it's like, you know, you always wanted to become a pilot, and right now you're working as a chef. You know, you're not following your passion. You know, you're not doing what you enjoy, and that's a, you don't want to go on the rest of your life thinking, you know, what if, you know. What
right, and yeah, just full of regret. Yeah, that's the worst thing. Well, that was just absolutely well said, Isabel. Now, is there any additional information that we may have not covered, like you'd like to share with the listening audience?
Well, I have a few tips on, actually not tips, steps on how to start a business. I know that a lot of people have great ideas, and they want to start a business, but they just don't, you know, what are the steps, what it is that I need to do first. So I have 10 that are very short, and I can go through them, you know, very quickly, if you allow me to do that.
Oh yeah, of course. We have the time.
We have the time.
Yeah, we got 9 minutes. Go for it.
Okay, let's see if I can do this in 3 minutes. First of all, you know, you must write a business plan. Writing a business plan, it will either make or break your idea or your business. Write down what it is that you want to do, all your projections for at least 3 years. Number two will be to go to business assistance training. You know, there's a lot of organizations out there that give you free, you know, free seminars. Like I particularly love SBA or SCORE. To me, they're my favorite, and they're all free. I went to 7 of them, and they were completely free. So get some training on a business is a must. Number three, we'll have to choose a location for the business, and choosing a location for the business is key. Make sure that it's in an area where there are other businesses. You know, you don't want to open a business where you're going to be the only one, so you most likely will get any traffic.
Right.
How to finance your business. There are a lot of government loans out there, you know, especially the loans that are backed by the government, like the SBA, venture capital. You know, you can do a lot of, you can also ask your friends and family, but most importantly, it has to be your own. It has to come from yourself, from your own savings. Determine the legal structure of your business. Is it going to be an S corporation? Is it going to be a C corporation, an LLC? In my case, it's an S corporation because I don't have a partner. It's just me. I'm the sole proprietor. And that makes more sense because just in case something happens to your business, God forbid, no one can sue you and take your house and your car away from you. It's just the business.
Right.
S corporation is always the best way to go.
Right.
Register your business. Register the name of your business. You know, are you doing business as what? And this one is also very important because you don't want to have the same name as the lady across the street from you. You know, you don't want to call, you know, Lolita's
right.
Cafe and then have the lady across the street also call Lolita's Beauty Salon. I mean, you can't do that. You could be sued
right.
for that. So be very careful
right.
with that. Tax identification number. This is my least favorite. This is where we have to. Oh no, actually, no, not the. This is where we pay taxes to the IRS. We don't like that too much. But it's important. And then register for state and local taxes. That's same thing. You know, we must pay taxes every month and every year to the IRS. Number nine will be get your licenses and permits. If you're gonna do, if you're gonna have a beauty salon, make sure you have the license for that. And you know, if you're gonna open up a restaurant, you cannot do, you know, anything else at the restaurant just besides food. So you have to be able to be apply for the right permits for that. And last will be understanding employer responsibilities. Learn how to deal with the legal steps on how to hire employees. That's also very important. So those are the 10 steps on how to start a business. Very fast.
Wow. How to start. I'm like taking notes because I'm going to post this up for everyone to read on the site. So 10 steps on how to start a business by master working diva, Isabel Salazar.
There you go. There you go.
Well, that is just awesome, awesome. Isabel, let everyone know how they can contact you. You are out in Miami, but, you know, you do have a website, and, you know, maybe do orders. Can orders be made through your website? Just let everyone know how they can contact you.
Yes, I'm actually working on my second website right now, but the one I have now is Isabeles, which is ISABELESBoutique.com. So Isabelsboutique.com is my website. And then I have another website for my line of bottom lifter jeans, and that is www.fresa, which is F-R-E-S-A jeans.com. So those are my two websites. And instantlipo.com is we're rebuilding it as we speak right now.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, it has just been a pleasure to have you in the air today, Isabel. I mean, you know, I got a 30-minute show, and like I said, everyone keeps saying, go an hour. I'm like, really? It is just too tiring. A lot of people understand, you know, with me, you know, I've always been, you know, I'm pretty sure Eddie told you, you know, I'm a financial planner by trade, and so this is a new business for me, too. Radio, of all places, who would have ever thought I would have been on radio? So, but definitely it's just been a pleasure, to have you on the air and sharing your best practices. You are definitely making it happen, and definitely, again, a working diva.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a wonderful experience, and I enjoyed it very, very much. And you can also become a fan of my boutique on Facebook. So
yeah,
any questions that you might
have,
absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it. I had a great, great, great time. And thank you. You're doing a wonderful job yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, Isabel. It was a pleasure.
Okay. We'll talk soon.
Well, there you guys have it. Isabel Salazar, owner of Isabel Boutique out of Miami. Of course, we have all of her contact information, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com featured guest group. She is also a member of Bill Grow and Enjoy, so you can contact Isabel directly. But great tips. I'm going to get these 10 tips that Isabel shared with you all for reference, so definitely reach out to her. She is a person that you would want into your network. So definitely, once again, thank you, Isabel. You are just such a leader and an example to all us aspiring and women business owners. So definitely just thank you, thank you, thank you. So that's going to conclude our show for today. Thank you for tuning in to Bill Grow and Enjoy today, WIDO 1570 to Life. Don't forget, everyone, it's Monday, so that means it's credit educational call tonight, 7:30 Eastern time, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. For NCES for all your call-in information. Definitely want to get, you know, yourself empowered, you know, understand your credit on your personal side. As you guys also know, on the last show, had Platinum Credit Solutions on the air. She also deals with the personal side, but she also has a niche for the business side to all you business owners out there, which is registering your business, I would say it's in between like number 6, number 5, financing your business. You definitely want to reach out to Michelle because credit is very important in your business so that you can have that leverage in building your business. But everyone, financial movement is alive, as you guys can see. Back on Wednesday, Empowerment Wednesday, to conclude this month, the very inspirational leader of more than 300 youth with my place of serving and worship, Word of Faith Family Cathedral with Bishop Bronner. I will have Pastor William E. Jackson back on the air to just speak to you guys truthfully from the heart, getting you guys inspired, letting you guys all know what we have going on with our youth of the 212 group at Word of Faith. But definitely, it's going to be a great show. Thank you, Isabel. Contact her. Join the movement, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Tune in, you guys, and 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. Have a blessed day, everyone, and talk with you all on Wednesday. Enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received.
Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.